Yeah, on Triple J, in the studio, Karen O and Nick Zinner from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Welcome back to Australia. This is very exciting because this is very different to anything that you guys have done in Australia before anyway.
Yeah.
And up until October last year, ever.
Indeed, ever,
so,
yeah.
So, risk of repeating everyone who's interviewed you about this, tell us about Stop the Virgins. Why did you choose to call it a psycho opera?
Well, we were trying to veer it away from rock opera, you know?
Rock of Ages. You didn't want to get lumped in with exactly. Either Rock of Ages or anything that Ben Elton and Andrew Lloyd Webber
have
done.
Yeah, it's a far cry from when Bowie was doing Ziggy. So anyway, so we're trying to veer it away from that. But it is a bit psycho, and it's definitely psychedelic. So we just try to, you know, coin the word psycho opera. That's what we went for.
You called it an assault on the tragic joys of youth.
Must be
fun coming up with things like this.
Yeah, it's an intense show, you know. It's got the spectacle element, but it's also got, like, really sort of hits you where it hurts, too, you know, and it's a pretty emotionally engaging and stuff as well, so.
We'll talk about the fact that, you know, it was kind of hidden from people for a long time, but how do you, first of all, just how do you go about writing something in the format of an opera?
The way that it was written was, you know, the opera sort of came afterwards, you know. It was a really strange way that it was written. It was just totally as a fluke almost. I just got together with Sam Spiegel, who was just a friend of mine at the time with the studio, and we just invited some friends and we just started writing music, and then it just started gushing out. It really just kind of felt like it was happening, you know, conduit style, you know, coming from somewhere, you know, but I don't know where. And, like, about, you know, 2 weeks later, we had the majority of it. Like, all the songs felt like part of a bigger story. It was just on a scale and scope of, you know, that was much larger and much sort of grander than anything I'd done up to that point. So, yeah.
And so you just decided to turn it into a staged opera.
Yeah. Like,
And that's when you, I guess, Nick, got involved as well.
Oh, well, I was involved in the recording and writing sessions when we did it, like, 8 years ago.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's just been germinating since then.
It absolutely has, and it's going to be happening tomorrow night. It starts. I saw you said of it that writing it or performing it or something is euphoric and free of suffering and pain.
Yeah.
But you said unlike the other stuff that you'd written. So does that mean that all the Yeah Yeah Yeahs music is full of suffering and pain?
I mean, there's a lot of suffering and pain in the process of writing Yeah Yeahs. There's also other stuff too. That's more fun. But yeah, it was completely different, I guess, like, from, I guess there just wasn't any expectation because we were just kind of doing it for the fun of it, I guess, without really knowing what it was. And, yeah, being in a band, you know, could be a painful experience at times, so.
Although the whole band is here now.
Yeah.
So
everyone's involved.
You didn't manage to escape that at all.
No, I kept the family involved, so, yeah.
On Triple J, that was Heads Will Roll, but Yeah Yeah Yeahs off It's Blitz. And Karen O and Nick Zinner from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs are in the studio in the country with a whole bunch of friends, including Brian from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, to stage Stop the Virgins, a psycho opera at the Opera House. How good is it? You write an opera and you get to perform it at the Sydney Opera House.
I know, it's insane.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's quite a bump up from, you know, the initial performance, which was in like a black box in Brooklyn. So this is like a dream come true, man.
We do operas right here, we know. How many times have you performed it so far?
We've had 9 performances of it, just in New York. So this is like the second time we've ever put it on.
Wow. And one of the interesting things about this is it was actually written in 2005, and you kept it a secret. How do you keep, like, these days, I mean, It's Blitz leaked.
Yeah.
How do you keep this a secret? I mean, even that, the songs that you wrote for Dave Sitek from TV on the Radio, that got leaked once.
Oh, yeah.
It was like some cassette that you left.
Yeah. I know. Everything I do usually leaks. Hopefully this still, yeah. There weren't that many people involved in the writing of it. And only out of those people, I think, like, maybe 3 of us actually had the music, me, Sam, and Nick, you know. And so if it leaked, then I know it would be maybe the man to my right. Or it'd be Mr. Sam Spiegel. So, no, I mean, I just, put it on lockdown.
Like, did you play it to anyone back then? Or, like, why did it stay secret for so long?
I guess it stayed secret for a while because I was really just sort of kind of growing the ideas, you know, letting them kind of, as Nick was saying, germinate or whatever. over the past, you know, 6 or 7 years, and I knew that I wanted to do something with it that was that wasn't just kind of putting out a record and supporting it with a band, that I wanted it to be like, you know, quite a production. And so so I just kind of waited till it felt right, the time felt right to do it. So.
And from the photos that we've seen, it looks like you have reached that point. Like, tell us about, like, the costuming and the choreography. Tell us about, first of all, how it looks on stage.
It's pretty indescribable because it's taking elements from just so many different performances, ways of presentation.
There's a microphone shaped like a bone.
There is that.
Like an ivory tusk microphone.
There is that. I mean, I don't know. It's impossible to describe for me.
That's the problem. The problem we're having with this production is that, you know, we're having a real hard time describing it. Yeah.
Because it's truly unique, because there's nothing like it.
It makes it hard to sell because we don't know how to describe it. But believe me, you know, it's exciting and it's pretty special, I think.
Yeah, you on stage, Nick, as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and originally you had like Money Mark, who does stuff with the Beastie
whole,
Boys.
The whole band is here.
Mm-hmm. Money Mark's in Australia.
All the band that
and Squeaky Clean, Sam.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So
what does it feel like when you get to do this up on stage? Like, take us back to that first show. It was St. Catharines in Brooklyn.
Actually, I'll take you even further back to the to the dress rehearsal, where I was under the weather. I was like sick as a dog, and I remember actually the whole time I was just like, what am I doing? I'm making like the biggest idiot of myself, man. I'm like, I'm ruining my career. This is the worst idea I've ever had in my life. I was just like inconsolable for like that entire dress rehearsal, you know, because it was just felt so out of, you know, my comfort zone. It felt so dangerous and stuff. Then the first show, man, it was crazy. Like, again, indescribable. Yeah.
So
it was ecstatic. Yeah. It was crazy. You got to see it, basically. You got to see it, you know.
And if you're lucky enough to be in Sydney for the next few days, you get a chance to. I'm talking to Karen O and Nick Zinner. We're actually going to hear a song from Stop the Virgins very soon. Do you feel creatively satisfied with all the things that you guys do? Like, musically, there's this kind of thing. There's the yeahs. There's the Where the Wild Things Are soundtrack as well, which was, you know, so amazingly fitting to the books and stuff, to the book, I should say. How many projects can you do before it's just too much?
Before it's too much.
No such thing as too much.
Good.
Yeah. It's what we do.
One of the great, I guess, side projects from the yeahs or from you, Karen, I was very excited to hear the end of the Brothers Cinco episode Tim and Eric, which I believe the Tim and Eric
yes,
fans.
Yes, you're a Tim and Eric fan too. Great.
I have the bowel tattoo right there.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
If we're wondering what we're talking about, this is it.
You still got it, brother.
I still got it. You still got it.
Listen, I should be getting back to the office.
You take it easy, all right?
I'll come back in a couple weeks and check up on you.
I love you, bro.
It's a brother's love. Oh, it's a brother's love. Trust me, if you haven't seen this, it's very funny. Well, this is actually quite sad at the end of the episode of Brothers Cinco. But
bittersweet, yeah.
Bittersweet indeed. Yeah. All right, that's just me wanting to play that from Tim and Eric.
Nice.
Apparently they're coming out here in September. Very excited.
Oh, sweet.
Triple J, Karen O and Nick Zinner are in the studio from the yeahs. In the country for Stop the Virgins. You've actually been in the country for a while, rehearing for a week and a couple of days, one
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've been hammering away in this building, actually. So,
yes,
yeah.
And our coffee shop next door are very stoked. popping in for your...
Great coffee there.
So how have the rehearsals been going with all the virgins?
Right, so yeah, we have, I think it's, about 30, you know, Sydney, you know, acolytes, we're calling them, the chorus. And they've been going great. I mean, those girls, for one thing, I could just sit there and stare at them for about, like, you know, hours and hours on end. They're just like, they're such a funny, cute bunch of Sydney gals, you know, and they all got their cool style. And I mean, they sing great and they're totally just invested in the show. And it just kind of feel like we just totally connected. It's like a heartline from us to Sydney, actually.
And did you think years ago you'd be able to sit in a radio studio and talk about sitting and staring at virgins?
Maybe I did, but not. Maybe I don't know about Nick.
It's like some weird sort of, you know, medieval king thing or something. So how did you, like, you put a call out on social media to find the Australian acolytes?
Yeah, I think there were several ways that they found them, but the auditions were through Skype. So, from you know New York to Sydney.
That's cool. Yeah. And are those auditions recorded as well? So.
Yes, they are.
Excellent. So when these girls become like superstars Blackmail, in their own right.
Yes, right. Totally.
All right, we're going to hear a tune very, very soon from you, Karen, and a mate of yours, Jason, who's also in the performance.
Yes. Jason, who's singing with me and plays guitar in the band. So.
Awesome. And just before that, I had to have to ask, of course, about the Yeah Yeah Yeahs on hold for a little bit. When are we going to hear new actual Yeah Yeah Yeahs music?
Soon.
Yeah, hopefully sooner than later. You know, we've been working on some stuff, so yeah.
All right, so what song are you going to play for us, and where does it sort of fit into the whole opera?
The song is called Duet, and it's a love song. It's really early in the show. The sentiment is something that you hope to happen. That oh god, I'm terrible at describing anything. Anyway, it's just a love song. So.
And right here we are, all Dribble right. J all from right. Stop the Virgins, a psycho opera, which opens up tomorrow night at the Sydney Opera House. This is Karen O from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and Jason Grissel.
Yes.
On Triple J.
Have you seen her when she lied? Should have believed her. Waiting to meet myself inside, she's some kind of teacher. The words from the cover have left my mind like a salt, set it under, salt, set it under. Wish you could have seen her when she lied. You would have believed her, would have believed her. When we leave, can we leave goodbyes behind? And if we do, your devotion makes me want to die. When we leave, can we leave goodbyes behind? And if we do, your devotion makes me wanna die. So easy, my hands were tied, especially after. The space keeps spilling out, the next in line can't be any sweeter. Dozen hearts failing for the one left trying, I'm done for forever, done for forever. Wish you could have seen her. When she lied, you would have believed her, would have believed him. When we leave, can we leave goodbyes behind? And if we do, your devotion makes me want. When we leave, can we leave goodbyes behind? And if we do, your devotion makes me want to die. The way you spread your love is just plain wasteful. can't put my finger on it just to make it tasteful. One reason why I fall asleep in the siren, moaning through the night. Lightning's gonna keep your tears from ever drying. When we leave, can we leave goodbyes behind? And if we do, your devotion makes me wanna die. When we leave, can we leave goodbyes behind? And if we do, your devotion makes me wanna die. Your devotion makes me wanna die.
Oh, that was amazing. Karen O from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and Jason Grissell on Triple J. That was Duet from Stop the Virgins, opening tomorrow night at the Opera House in Sydney for Vivid Live. And are you going to perform it anywhere else? Where else is it going?
As of now, you know, this is it for now. Wow. Yeah. So
thank you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I had very little to do with it. On Triple J, thank you. We'll see you guys very soon. Have a great time tomorrow night.
Thanks so much. We're so excited.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.